This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A top aide to Ukraine's president tells the Associated Press Russia has changed its strike tactics, employing decoy missiles and balloons in an effort to overwhelm Ukraine's air defense system. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Mykhailo Podolyak maintains Ukraine's air defenses are adapting, and he says Russia is facing missile exhaustion, the waves of missiles it's fired since October depleting supplies. Moscow has not acknowledged such problems, but Britain's defense ministry backs up the assessment. Podolyak also renewed Ukraine's appeal for long-range missiles to strike Russian troop concentrations far behind the front lines. And he reiterated Ukraine's need for ammunition, saying we just don't have enough shells. Podolyak says a drawn-out war favors Russia, not least because its population is more than three times that of Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken begins his multi-day trip to Europe Friday with his attendance at the Munich Security Conference. He will travel to Turkey and Greece ahead of the February 24th anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and as Turkey continues its rescue operations after powerful earthquakes brought devastation to the NATO country last week. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris flew to Germany earlier, and the leaders of France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, and dozens of other nations are expected to be there to discuss the next steps in supporting Ukraine. In her speech Saturday, the vice president will lay out what's at stake in the war and why it matters to bolster the case for maintaining U.S. support for Ukraine for as long as it takes, according to the White House. Some Republicans in Congress are calling for an end to military and financial aid to Kyiv. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden said Thursday that the U.S. is developing sharper rules to track and monitor and potentially shoot down unknown aerial objects following 3 weeks of high-stakes drama sparked by the discovery of a suspected Chinese spy balloon moving over much of the country.
I want to be clear. We don't have any evidence that there has been a sudden increase in the number of objects in the sky. We're now just seeing more of them partially because the steps we've taken to increase our radars, to narrow our radars.
While not expressing regret for downing the three still unidentified objects, Biden said he hoped the new rules would help distinguish between those that are likely to pose safety and security risk that necessitate action and those that do not. The downing of the Chinese surveillance craft was the first known peacetime shootdown of an unauthorized object in U.S. airspace. Police in Senegal forcibly removed a top opposition leader from a vehicle Thursday, marking the latest unrest surrounding his likely challenge to the ruling party in elections next year. Ousmane Sonko was detained for a time after he appeared in the Dakar court in connection to a libel case against him. Sonko's supporters saw the incident as the latest attempt to cut short his political career, including his likely run for president in 2024. Sonko has called on President Macky Sall to publicly say he will not seek a third term next year. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports Kentucky's highest court has allowed a near-total abortion ban to remain in effect and has left the door open to continued legal debate.
The Kentucky Supreme Court has refused to halt the state ban that has largely been in place since Roe v. Wade was overturned. The court was weighing challenges to the ban and a separate one that outlaws abortion after the sixth week of pregnancy. The court sent the challenge to the more restrictive ban back to a lower court for further consideration of constitutional issues. The justices ruled on narrow legal issues. They left unanswered the larger constitutional questions about whether access to abortion should be legal in the bluegrass state. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. safety regulators have pressured Tesla into recalling nearly 363,000 vehicles with its full self-driving system because it misbehaves around intersections and doesn't always allow to follow speed limits. For more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.